Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Bob Soucy, and we're here at the Team Hotel in Arizona where press conferences are about to begin. And it's been a whirlwind the past few days. It was Media Day on Tuesday, but we haven't really gotten into much of the matchup, what to look for. Certainly, we know the Seahawks are pretty stout everywhere, but what's the biggest challenge for this Patriots offense going up against that secondary and much more?
Jackie, I think it's the speed and aggressiveness of the Seattle defense. Not that they blitz a lot, but they really attack a gap each player. They're a single gap defense. Pete Carroll has, of course, coached with the same philosophy for a long time, going back to his days as an assistant coach in the NFL and, of course, as a head coach in the NFL previously with the Jets and the Patriots. But this particular group is very athletic, very fast, and in the secondary, not only do the corners cover extremely well, but the safeties hit very hard.
Absolutely, and while it won't, both of them won't be on the field at the same time, I think really one of the best matchups we're looking at here is the battle of the cornerbacks between Richard Sherman and Darrell Revis. Now, on the other side of the ball, though, the Seahawks have a quarterback who can run. He is their second leading rusher, Russell Wilson. What's the biggest challenge for this Patriots defense looking at Seattle?
I think for this defense, the two-pronged challenge is how do you contain Marshawn Lynch, control him somewhat, because the zone read also starts with Lynch before Wilson does his work with his legs. But then the second part of that is Wilson's mobility and athleticism and his speed. We have seen the Patriots go against mobile quarterbacks like Aaron Rodgers and Andrew Luck, guys who can make plays running or throwing on the move. And Wilson is as good in that capacity as either of the other two, if not better. He's also got the willingness and the really great decision-making ability to make plays when it seems like he has nothing there. He'll keep plays alive. He'll scramble to his right, and he'll throw back all the way across the field to his left. The secondary's got to cover their men throughout the course of the play. And, of course, for the defensive linemen and the linebackers, the challenge is if you start to get upfield, you've got to keep containment. You cannot allow Russell Wilson to get outside the pocket.
And I will say one of the things I've taken away so far from Media Day and just being here, the Seahawks, they feel like they have staked their claim. I mean, Media Day, there were a lot of fans here for Seattle, so intensity is rising a little bit as we get closer and closer to the Super Bowl. So Bob and I will, of course, have you covered as the rest of the week continues, but that will do it for now, and we'll see you next time.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.